Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I've been thinking about angels. I wrote a book called Angel Blessings, and it was quite a while ago, actually, and I have been realizing the importance of having a great connection and relationship with your angels. Now, there's lots of different angels that you have. Of course, there's guardian angels, and you could have a lot more than one guardian angel. But there's also the higher angels that actually are wonderful ways to bring in the highest energy from, dare I say, the source of all creation to you. I love quotes on angels. This is one by William Shakespeare. What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason, infinite in faculties, in form, and moving, how expressive and admirable in action, how like an angel in apprehension, how like a God. And there's some truth in that. Of course, I love Shakespeare. I sometimes wonder if angels from the future know us, what we're going to be maybe in 100 or 200 years, and can see our past and our future and can look out for us, knowing where we're planning and where we need to go. I also wonder sometimes if we eventually all will become angels, that we're angels in the making. There's another quote about angels. If you have trouble hearing angels' song with thine ears, try listening with thy heart. And angels do speak to our heart. They speak to our soul. And sometimes even angels can take the form of a person. Sometimes they can take the form and be your guardian, your pet, an animal watching out for you. I'm sure you've known guardian pets, right, that are just the same as angels. Angels are connected to God, the source of all energy, and are there to help and protect us in everything we do. The angel of the Lord, Ariel, is there to lead us to heaven. And the angels of the Lord will be there when we arrive as well. Our wonderful angel friends are there to call upon them. And sometimes we can even think upon that angel, and those angels will respond. You can call upon your angels for protection. I like connecting with angels for protection every morning when I meditate. I send that light up above my head 6 feet, down below me 6 feet, out on either side of me 6 feet, in front and back. And I ask the angel, Archangel Michael, for protection. And the angels are there. You know, some people like to call upon the different archangels for protection. Some people call upon Archangel Michael to be on the right side, Archangel Gabriel to be on the left side, Archangel Raphael in front of you, and Archangel Uriel behind. And when I travel, Raphael's a wonderful traveling angel. But you need to find out which angel is your angel that you resonate with. You need to really understand the power of that connection, of the angel of the Lord. The angels of the Lord and the angel Gabriel actually hold a sound frequencies. And I was studying how their angel wings can actually carry that energy and that frequency. The angels of the Lord work with such compassion and understanding of each soul's journey. And we have to really respect the power of the angels to bring us to understanding as well. They work in so many ways to reach out and touch our lives. And many times they bring us blessings we don't even know. Sometimes when a miracle is happening through the grace of an angel. And when we have the prayers, as we have had so many millions of prayers for what's going on in the world with COVID and what's been going on with wars, there's angels that are being called on at all times in so many ways. And I always like to remind people that there's a queen of angels. Sometimes people believe in angels and they don't even realize that there's the queen of angels. Do you know who the queen of angels is? That's right. It's a Blessed Mother Mary is the queen of angels. And Blessed Mother Mary, the Holy Mother, is being called upon so often and so much. The angels help and do her bidding as well. I often get messages and words from angels. And I've written some of them in this book I wrote, Angel Blessings. I'll read one or two. The angels awaken to the morning star. A light so bright it beckons from afar. We see the light that is hanging there from heaven's door. And we recognize the spirit that lives there as a star. Come then, angels of the morn, and bring the hand of God down to reach us here on earth, to sing in celebration of the power of that light to know our true worth. We feel the peace of your presence. When the angels come and welcome us with the choir that in heaven sings, in the distance their song is so very welcoming. There is a brand new day. There is a magic that the passing of the angels' wings display. The angels welcome our heart and soul. And indeed, we can always stop and listen and know the power of that spirit, the blessings that they bring, the gift of the angels as they enfold us with their heavenly wings. I wrote this also, if you were given angels' wings. If you were given angels' wings so you could fly to heaven's shore, would you fly with the wings of an angel or stay on this earth and pray to love a little more? If you were offered the Holy Grail and you sipped the nectar that it holds, would you seek to recreate that magic and sell it to others as a bliss that they should know? If you were lifted up to heaven and the glorious light of God, would you stay there in the kingdom of love or return and whisper the secrets that you could tell? If enough of us knew the blessings that the angels all sing of, and if there were a perch in heaven, we could find that place and see it all from above. If you could really listen, can you hear the angels sing? And can you fly to heaven with angels' wings and capture the magic that they bring? For their sweet, sweet song can lead us to a way to merge with spirit and find the wings to fly high above this earth and discover the miracle that is to be our future destiny. But I'm not quite ready yet to leave this place, so I'll just watch from the wings and sigh to meet them at our appointed time when it's time for me to fly. If you were given angels' wings, what would you choose to do? Would just you take a moment and recall the visitation of the angels and the blessings that they bring, or fly with them and soar across the universe on angels' wings? Let's just take a moment to recognize the gift of the angels and to be grateful to the angels for the blessings that they bring. Let's just breathe in a breath of gratitude and think for a moment of your guardian angel. And as you breathe in, focus on the energy that you might sense of your guardian angel. Breathing deeply in and holding that breath. And breathing slowly out, relaxing and feeling the presence of the angel. Breathing in the essence of the love that that angel holds. And open yourself to receive that holy presence expanded in the heart of the angel that you behold. Relax and allow that angel to come. Allow that angel to enfold you with angel wings, protecting you and holding you with love so closely. And send that love to the angel there, that angel that you behold. Send that angel your heartfelt gratitude and love. Thank you, blessed angel, for the miracles and all the gifts, all the blessings that you bring. Thank you for watching over me night and day and guiding me always on my way. Breathe in that energy and just let it heal all of you, anything that needs to be there in you and your mind to be aware of. Allow that blessing and awareness to come. And just for a moment, be still. Be still in the presence of the angel of the Lord right now. Feel a violet, beautiful, vibrant energy as the angel of the Lord blesses you. Breathe that energy in and allow it to completely fill your mind and your heart and your soul and your body and your emotions and all of you with a sacred energy of the blessing of peace and love. And now slowly, slowly, slowly come out and be present in your mind with the awareness of the blessings that the angels bring and a bow of deep gratitude for all the work that the angels do as they watch over you. God bless you and protect you always.
Soul can fly with angels. the course of all.